The World Health Organization has warned that damage to water and sanitation systems in Gaza is increasing the risk of infectious diseases. The warning follows the first confirmed case of polio in the territory in a quarter of a century. In a statement this morning, the Taoiseach said Ireland was deeply disturbed by the widespread disruption to aid operations due to ongoing Israeli evacuation orders. Dr. Margaret Harris, who's a spokesperson for the WHO, has been outlining their concerns.
Basically, people don't have access to clean water. They don't have access to good sanitation. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people sharing one toilet, if they're lucky. Quite often, they're having to just dig a pit behind the tent or wherever they've ended up. The wastewater management, the pumps in most places are simply not functioning, have either been destroyed or they've lacked fuel so they can't function. The other big problem is there's no waste management of the piles and piles and piles of garbage that's accumulating, because again, people aren't living in their normal homes. They're all, most of them now, virtually the whole population has been displaced and keeps on being crowded into smaller and smaller areas. And you've seen what happens when, say, after a festival, when you have a few thousand people, place looks like a garbage dump. Now, this is more than a million people crowded into tiny spots with nowhere to leave their waste, and there's no management of their waste.
Is there any evidence at the moment of the spread of disease?
Oh, yes, lots and lots of evidence. We've seen more than a million cases of respiratory infections since the beginning of the conflict, and those are only what's reported, so that's only what's managed to get to the hospitals. Also, more than 500,000 cases of diarrhea, particularly in small children. We are seeing cases of meningitis on the rise, and we've seen a big rise in cases of infectious hepatitis. So indeed, lots of indication. And of course, now we've even got polio, which hasn't been seen in Gaza for several decades.
We heard last week about that baby and about the difficulty of vaccinating children in Gaza at the moment. Has there been any progress?
There's some progress. We've managed to get the vaccines. WHO released more than 1.6 million vaccines in order to reach 640,500 children is what we've calculated we need to reach. That's all the children under 10. So those vaccines are now in the Gaza Strip, and the equipment needed to keep them cold is also in the Gaza Strip, and we're training the people who will deliver them. But they need to be able to deliver them safely. They need to be able to reach every one of those children. We need 95% coverage for success. So that means reaching every child. And to do that, we need security, like no conflict.
How is the suspension of aid operations, that suspension announced yesterday by the UN, how is that affecting your work?
Well, this is, again, another example of how difficult or any kind of aid work, any kind of work to assist, just to keep things going normally, is becoming. I mean, in our morning meeting, the person leading the meeting said, every time you think it's gotten worse than it could be, it gets even worse. So the aid workers themselves are in danger. They don't have actually a humanitarian space to work in. They have, you know, had to be moved, but moved to where they were was the place that was designated after the Rafah incursion. So this just adds complication on top of complication.